This is Devidam, where the superintendent of Devidam is Devi. We're prisoners. Some opt for worshiping the superintendent for perks and possible release. It's generally not the way, but it's possible. She can release one and some exemption and mukti. But within her jurisdiction, there are those thinking that will focus on her and prosper in her domain. But the Shuddha Shaktas, it's similar. We'll focus on her and prosper in her domain. But what is her domain? Vrindavan is an extension of Radharani's serving capacity. So those in this line are seeking entrance into her service domain. It appears similar by analysis, but it's obviously worlds apart. We're not talking about navigating successfully within the mundane, but respectfully approaching what transcends the mundane from the mundane. So Vrindavan Leela is the nearest extension of the central conception of the infinite to the finite within the mundane. That is astonishing, that the central conception of the infinite would extend itself to the heart of the mundane, so to speak. So a Prakriti Leela, Krishna's Prakriti Leela, is most easily misunderstood on account of its resembling the mundane. So the Braja Gopis, to go full circle, they're worshipping Katyayani Devi like girls do within this plane. Why? To have some connection with Krishna. And Srila Gurudev gave one name, as a Taridambara. It's mentioned in the Brahma, Brahma Vimohan Lila, Nomijate Brahma Puse Taridambaraya, Gunjavatang Sapari Pichchala Sanmukaya, Vanya Srije, Kavalaveta Vishana Venu, Lakshma Shriye Mridupate Pashupanga Jaya. Brahma himself is saying, a Prakriti Leela is so easy to misread. I myself am the example. Saying, but that Shama Sundar, that the complexion of the infinite is dark and deep and difficult to discern. No mijate abra puse, abra bapuse, taridambaraya. Said, but he's wearing lightning dress, and like lightning is sparking, lightning when it flashes, it reveals. So his lightning dress contrasts this dark infinite and reveals spiritual depths of his persona, of everything. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, who is that a reference to? Shakti. That's Radha. That's her extension. It's through his potency that he's revealed. The whole transmission of Krishna consciousness takes place through the agency of potency, or Shakti. Shakti's revealing Shaktiman. So that's the conception of the Shuddha Shaktas. In another place, Srila Guru Maharaj is told that faith is the halo of Radharani. That means she can only reveal Krishna.
He's coming down to us.
By her extensions and expansions. So, Radharani, Lalita Vishaka, Rupa Rati, and if we transfer that, Mahaprabhu, Swarup, Ramananda, Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunathas, Krishnadas. That is this line. And what is their position in the spiritual world? They're all feminine.
And then to the jivas, it's coming through their will, through their words. How?
Jiva is a lower class of conscious substance. So they're chit shakti. And the chit shakti is higher spiritual conscious substance. Chit shakti can interact with Krishna and extract from him. So the chit shakti associates of the Lord are extracting rasa from Krishna, and in the words of Srila Guru Maharaj, throwing it outward. They're extracting and throwing it outward. And what's coming from them in the form of their expressions, their realizations as expressed in their super poetry, it's
distributed
to others who, by grace of their extension, by their grace, they can allow one to taste that substance. And that elevates the jiva. Literally and metaphorically. So, jiva is becoming enriched, and by that endowment and enrichment, qualifying to enter that domain and render substantial assistance. They want to extend Krishna consciousness to others.
So, Shuddha Shaktas are doing this, and also non Shuddha Shaktas are so-called doing something like this.
Well, the Shaktas, in principle, want to use Shakti for their lower purpose. However noble that may be, according to their estimation. See, this is the dilemma to exploit or to dedicate. To realize my prospect through exploitation or through dedication. That was the prospect since inception, and it remains the prospect. Sometimes people wonder, say, well, if you really knew about the potential of Krishna consciousness versus the potential of the world we're in at present, then naturally we would have opted for Krishna consciousness. But how so? Now we could say we're somewhat in a position of understanding that, and still we choose that which is less than Krishna consciousness. So why should it surprise us if from the beginning that was our choice? Still our choice. In the presence of so much hearing about the prospect of Krishna consciousness, we choose something else. Ichadvesha samutvena dvandva mohena bharata. This dilemma is repeatedly, consistently bewildering.
But is it up to the jiva, up to us?
Like the expression, God helps those that help themselves. The surrender of the monkey. We see all these monkeys around here. Monkey surrender, cat surrender. What is the cat? You see on the Discovery Channel. The lion nests, she picks up the cub, carries from here to there. Cub sitting there with the four limbs just dangling. No exertion on part of the cub. And the surrender of the monkey, the baby clutches the mother and goes from here to there. So we need to embrace the Krishna conception as given by our Shuddha Shakta Guru Varga and be taken from here to there. God helps those that help themselves. Something has to come from here. But if we have a proper view or estimation, Sarva Shakti Rasabdin, he is an infinite ocean of rasa, personified as an individual, Krishna. See, that's the twist. Infinite ocean of rasa, you know, our minds starts abstracting, getting surreal. You see, Akila Rasamrita Murti, personified in one. Then next, how is that possible? But what if it is? Forget about the how. The point being, you know, those who have the capacity, the qualification and capacity to go deep in that ocean and extract. Whereas others are on the shore with some sort of glimpse, and others are on the shore with their backs turned, enamored by the terrain, the panorama of a never-ending series of ultimately embarrassing illusions. The end result being a lack of fulfillment, satisfaction, by seeking something lower than oneself. Like, I never wanted to go to a party where I'm the most interesting person there. I want to go somewhere where I'm the least. So everyone is fascinating. But why? What is the fun of going to a place where you're the most interesting person there? Everyone else is boring. So the spiritual world is chinmoy. It's out of from the ground up, it's made out of superior substance than Jiva Shakti. That is appealing. But here's the point. So here's Jiva of this lower substance seeking entrance into a plane of which the ground is of a superior quality. So how can the jiva possibly enter there? Seva, out of the necessity of service. So when jiva's endowed, enriched with a serving function, she qualifies to enter that plane. How perfect. And as long as jiva retains the exploiting tendency, Brahmanda Brahmite, be wandering, channel surfing planetary systems of illusion, pressing that button again and again and again and again and again and again and again, looking for something stimulating. Pathetic. Therefore, it's mentioned in some places that Maya sometimes feel embarrassed to be in Krishna's presence, knowing fully well what's going on in the private lives of individual jiva souls. What did Emerson or Thoreau, maybe it was Thoreau, the mass lead lives of quiet desperation, afraid to acknowledge helplessness, hopelessness. But that's the beginning. Doinya Atmani Vedam Gopri Dvaibaran is to admit it.
This part metaphor was so nice. Most of the yogis, they are seeking to be the most important person in the party. This is so boring then.
Yes. Whereas we're seeking admission into a plane where everyone is superior.
Yes.
That's another word for superior? Guru. Where you won't be able to cast your eye on any, find anything inferior. What a wonderful place. Everything from the ground up is of a superior quality to my own existence. That's beyond our wildest dreams.